This is Your Money Weekend on AM 600 Cogo, San Diego's news and talk station.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to another edition of Real Estate Today, brought to you by the good folks at the San Diego Association of Realtors. I'm George Chamberlain. Thanks for being with us on this Sunday morning. Lots going on out there. Lots to talk about. Let's talk about selling houses, huh?
You know what? Actually, that brings up a very good point and a very good
guess.
It's
called a segue.
Oh, dude, he grinds me every week. That's all right. That's all right, my brother. We are going to segue into our next guest. David Tall is the broker and president of Home Reach Real Estate. David, top of the morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, David.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. I want you to know, George, that I met David at the chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Did you have a chili in the chili cook-off?
Yeah.
Did it win?
No. Leaves me to ask a couple questions, but I won't dig deep.
Well, because it's fixed. You know that, right?
See, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
I assume so. Yeah. I had some pretty good Hormel chili. I mean,
homemade.
Okay, there we go.
Homemade.
Brought the can opener with him. Yeah.
That's why he got busted. I had to have a can of Beano after I had his chili.
You know, if you're going to use canned chili, don't open it there.
Yeah, on premises.
Yeah.
Or like, excuse me, do you know where the trash can is? I got to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about your chili. We know that it's, you know, a little circumspect. But, Dave, why don't you tell the listening public out there about Home Reach Real Estate? I know you have a different model. I wouldn't even say a different model, but you have a business plan that you find is exciting. It's working for you. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
It's called Sharing is Caring.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah. That's right. Sharing is caring. Well, homereach.com, our business model really is we're a full-service real estate agency. We represent buyers, we represent sellers. We have a website at homereach.com where you can search homes for sale. We have the MLS plugged in there, so you can do all your searching. You could save homes, all the tools, map search, etc. One of the key differences about us is that we share our commissions with our clients. There's a couple different ways that can work. For buyers, if a buyer buys a home with our agents, our agent will share 33% of our commission with them.
Okay.
Now, typically, the commissions are 3% to each side, typically.
Potentially. Hypothetically, yeah.
So usually, that represents 1% of the purchase price is our rebate. So a buyer who's buying a $600,000 house would get a $6,000 rebate from homereach.com. What's great about that is if their lender approves it, many times they do it, sometimes they won't, but if they do, they can even use that rebate during escrow for closing costs.
Oh, okay.
As a credit for closing costs. And otherwise, they can get a check at closing. For home sellers, well, let me just stay on the buyers for a second.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Part of what also makes this really exciting is it's making housing even more affordable for a margin of buyers who have the money for a down payment, but then when it comes to the closing costs, that can be a real clincher.
Sure, sure. So that really works in their benefit.
Sure. Yeah. And then for home sellers, we rebate 50% of the selling side commission.
Mm-hmm.
It works most of the time in the form of an instant rebate. Instead of listing it based on 3%, we take 1.5%.
Okay.
And then whatever
okay.
they want to pay the buyer's agent side.
Okay. So, and the thing is, the key part here too, David, as you said, is that this is a full service. You know, there's been the terminology out there of discount broker. Oh, excuse me. But this isn't. This is, you're going to be full service. You're going to give them 100% service. You're going to, you know, going to market those properties. You're going to represent those buyers. You're going to travel around. You know, you're going to have marketing. You're going to have open houses. All kinds of detailed information. Plus, on your website, syndication, probably like that. So,
yeah, thanks for mentioning that. You know, a lot of people will come to the assumption that we're some kind of a discount broker.
Right.
Where the big difference is we're a full-service real estate agency with all the bells and whistles, not to be confused with a discount broker with limited services and marketing budgets. We do more and spend more than most of the agencies. I mean, we make it a point to. For example, when we're listing a house, we, of course, do all of the standard, you know, posting them on the MLS, printing flyers. We take professional photos. We create property websites. And we also advertise them in all the viral and social marketing areas like Craigslist, Facebook, Twitter. Although those are small margins, they're growing, and we don't want to miss any part of it. You know, we also advertise them on you know, Zillow, Google, Yahoo, all of these places that are growing and growing in the marketing atmosphere for home buying.
And that's and any realtor who doesn't do that is not providing much service, because that's really real people that are shopping for real estate today know about this
stuff. That's where they're looking, yeah.
Yeah, that's where that's where it all begins.
And because we're a pretty new company, we want to go that extra mile to really prove ourselves and become a staple here.
And show that you're that you like your model, that you feel your confidence in your model. You know, we were talking during the break. I said, hey, you know, there are different business models out there. And there's not one that's right. There's not one that's wrong. It's whatever works for you. And you know, like I mean, we talked about my firm, Weikert Realtors Elite. We have a different model. But you know what? They're all good. They'll all work. It depends on that particular client. Right, Dave?
Absolutely. And speaking about our model, part of the reason we could do what we do is we have very low overhead because we decided not to start off and open up offices all over the county.
Right.
Now, that's a model that has been working for a long time, up until pretty recently for some companies that have had to close. But we started off as an internet virtual office website. Our main office is our website.
Uh-huh.
We want to meet clients at homes. Now, we do have an affiliate office in downtown, and we have an agreement with that office, so all of our clients and our agents can use all of the resources of that office.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the extraneous overhead of having to maintain multiple offices all over the place.
Sure.
So although we make less per deal, A, we attract more clients, so we have more deals.
So more volume, man.
We have more volume, but we're also, you know, low in overhead.
Low
maintaining
overhead.
That. And what we do spend on are, you know, a lot of internet marketing, because, you know, the latest statistic from NAR, National Association of Realtors, is that over 72% of home buyers now find the home that they ultimately end up buying on the internet.
Hmm.
So whereas maybe 5-6 years ago, we would have been catering to the minority of the demographic, now we're catering to the majority.
And you know what's interesting about that is, you know, I tend to think, and I tell this to my agents as well, and I talk about it at the San Diego Association of Realtors, the market, when this market really recovers and returns and gets back to hopefully a real stable and real strong market, it's going to be different. Different marketplace than it was, you're right, like David said, 5 years ago. You're going to have savvier buyers and sellers. And you know what? That is good. That's, I mean, there's so much more to a transaction than just a marketing or something like that that can be out there. And for searching properties, it's not all about that. And that's where the real value is in a realtor.
Right. Competition will create better agents, too.
And realtors, you know, walk through the whole process. They go through the home inspection. They educate. They provide education on communities that an internet really can't provide,
mm-hmm.
because they know
mm-hmm.
the community. That's going to be the key. That's the strong element, the disclosure issues. All of those issues, you just cannot circumvent a realtor. So it's not that the realtor is going to have any issues being out of the transaction. That's definitely not the case. But you know what? We're going to have savvier folks out there.
Sure.
And that means that's why San Diego Association of Realtors, we push so hard on educating our realtor membership.
It's important.
Also, along those lines of you know, needing an agent and all that, which I completely agree with, one of the other differences with HomeReach.com is the way we hire realtors are based on where they specialize. And so we assign them to zip codes, to different areas on the website that they're going to focus on and specialize from mm-hmm. and collect leads from, essentially. So from a user standpoint, if you're searching for homes in La Jolla, you're going to, you know, click on homereach.com, search La Jolla. You're going to see search results.
And you're going to see where David's at.
You're going to see, I chose the expensive ones, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to see our La Jolla specialist there to help you, you know, popped up there.
Gotcha.
And she's there. And so if you change your search to, say, now downtown, you're going to see the downtown specialist.
Great. Great. Who are you? Are you getting more interest for your model from buyers or sellers?
It's pretty even.
Is
right
it really?
Now. And one of the main reasons is there's a lot of sellers where our 1.5% rebate right now can make a huge difference for
you
them
bet.
Between having to figure out a short sale or worse, lose their home to foreclosure.
Yeah.
You know, taking that same example of a $600,000 house, not uncommon in San Diego by any means.
No.
That's a $9,000 rebate.
Wow.
So that can mean a big difference. It's a big margin that we're dealing with. So we're getting a lot of interest. And like Eric pointed out, people are getting savvier. I mean, a few years ago, it was just real quick, turnaround, with little thought to, you know, doing your research and seeing more options out there. And now, you know, people are saying, well, if I can buy from this company and I've heard good things about them and I'm going to get, you know, $5,000-$6,000 back, hey, why not? I can use that to furnish my place, pay for closing costs, take a vacation, whatever they want.
And the website again is?
HomeReach.com.
Good one. David, stay with us. We're going to take a break here, come back and do our open house hotline and other stuff as we wrap up the program today. Stay with us for more Real Estate Today on AM 600 KOGO, San Diego's news and talk station. As we get ready to wrap up this edition of Real Estate Today, brought to you by the San Diego Association of Realtors, and then move right on into Money in the Morning right here on AM 600 KOGO, San Diego's news and talk station. Eric Weicheld with us, president of the association, and David Tall is here from his, we've been talking about his program, HomeReach.com. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it just shows you what's going on in different communities. A much different house than what you were talking about, but not a lot of difference in price, which I think if you look for bargains out there now, and again, I'm sure the one that Carl's got for sale here that he's got the open house on is a good deal.
Yeah.
But I listened to how you described the one you've got going, David, and sounds totally different.
Yeah, well, you know, different areas,
different
prices.
Areas, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Exactly.
But,
right.
You know, some people have, you know, assumptions about different areas. Well, once you go and see them, you're like,
that's
this
right.
is just like where I live. It's just down this way or up this way or east this way.
And, you know, he brings up a good point. You know, I'm in real estate. This is pretty much the only job I've ever had.
Right.
Although I did bartend.
Don't
tell my mother. But is that sometimes we fall as realtors into that same perception that, oh, I don't want to do that or do this. I was down at some new construction with one of my agents, I think 2 weeks ago. He said, hey, Eric, we want to go and my clients want to get this house. Can you come on down? And I said, I'll be there, bud.
Sure.
We'll go lock it down. I couldn't believe it. Oh, it was an Ota Ranch in Provence,
oh,
right?
Provence, yeah.
Provence. Holy mackerel, man. That house was a monster.
Really?
It was huge.
Wow.
It had everything I ever would want in a house. Had my little man room. Had my private little office with its own restroom and a place for my kid. It actually had padded walls for my kids.
And it's brand new. I mean, those zip codes.
Yeah, brand new.
Those new areas of Chula Vista, west of east of the 805.
Yeah,
sure.
They're brand new. I mean, the whole area was mountains 5 to 10 years ago.
I know. Exactly. And when I fly into town, which I unfortunately often do, it seems these days.
Yeah.
You can see all the new. It's amazing down there. That's why I tell people, you know, wait a second. Don't prejudge a community wherever it's at. Go check it out because there's some amazing stuff out there.
David, I like your enthusiasm for what you do. I mean, it comes across loud and clear. It really does. What do you think about the markets here as we move toward 2010?
Well, I'm feeling positive. You know, we've had the fourth straight month of median home prices.
Yep. Median home increase, yeah.
Increase.
Yeah.
Or even say stable, I'd be happy with. You know, but increasing a bit, I think that's a temporary bump, nothing to get too excited about, but that's certainly a positive sign.
Inventory's going down.
Inventory is going way down. Sales are up about 28% from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
year over year, yeah.
Very reassuring, you know, and a lot of these government programs have been proven to really been working.
It's interesting that $8,000 tax credit we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
That's working.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Go Chargers.
Go Chargers. You
Absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely.